And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday. I've asked Robert to join me. Now, you've heard Robert's voice before. Robert is kind of a fixture within the Lifestyles Unlimited community. What do I mean by fixture? It means people know who he is. People know his background. People like him. He has been a part of Lifestyles Unlimited for as long as I've been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. As a matter of fact, he joined a couple of years before I did because Robert had the same problem I had. He had a retirement problem, and he wanted to resolve that problem. So he joined Lifestyles Unlimited specifically to get information that nobody else was giving him about how to accomplish that goal. And you know what Robert's done? A pretty good job. He has done a pretty good job. Let me just give you an idea of what Robert's done since he's been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. He's invested in 41 different apartment communities as a passive investor. That would be a limited partner to those of you that know the non-Lifestyles Unlimited terminology. And of those 41 passive deals, 22 have gone full cycle, meaning they've sold and he's made a lot of money off of those deals. 19 of them are still in progress. So he's still making money off of his passive investments. But one of the things that he did was he decided to become a lead investor. In other words, he's one of the guys in Lifestyles Unlimited that goes out and finds great assets that can be acquired. And then he makes those assets available to his fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members, people like me, who want to invest with him. Now, he's had four lead investor deals during his timeline as a Lifestyles Unlimited member. Two have gone full cycle. One is in contract for sale, which means he's still got one that's doing really, really well. And I know all about this one because a lot of my other friends are invested in this particular deal, and they talk about how great of a job Robert's been doing. So why would I have Robert on the show? Just to talk about his accolades, just to talk about what a great investor he is? Well, that's one direction I could go in, but here's the direction I'm going to take Robert in. And the reason I'm going to go in this direction is because I think you need to understand the topic that he and I are going to discuss today. We're going to talk about mentorship. And Robert is pretty well equipped to speak about mentorship, specifically because I know for a fact that when he joined Lifestyles Unlimited, one of the things he took advantage of was the dedicated mentorship that's available to our members within the community. He took advantage of that mentorship and he used it and he put it into action and he still relies on mentorship. But here's the ironic thing. Robert is a dedicated mentor now. He is. Somewhere along the way, he decided, you know what? I'm going to step up and I'm going to help other people because he believes that helping other people is the way to go. And he became a mentor himself. He's helped many of my Lifestyles Unlimited colleagues, me included, with information that we needed to know so that we didn't make a fatal mistake. Now, just to give you an idea of one of the things that Robert did for me, as I decided to become a lead investor, I was making a letter of intent on a property. And before I made the letter of intent, I got on the phone with Robert and I'm like, dude, I'm freaking out. I need to know where my fatal flaws are. And he said, write this down. And I've got the document right in front of me that he told me to write this stuff down on. I still have this piece of paper. And he said, look, when it comes to the electrical boxes, you need to make sure you don't have Zinsco, Stay-Block, or Federal Pacific. And if you do find that the property has those things, you're going to have to remediate those things because those are a real problem. He said the other thing you need to check on because of the age of the asset I was looking at was aluminum wiring, whether or not it had aluminum wiring. And very specifically, he wanted me to avoid aluminum wiring because there were a lot of things going on at the time within the lending environment, within the insurance environment, where if you had aluminum wiring, it was kind of a deficit to you. Even if you knew how to remediate the problems associated with aluminum wiring, you needed to understand that your premiums might be higher or your lender may not be interested in lending to you because you have that in the property. The other thing he told me, he said, look, make sure if you've got pools, understand what's there. And I said, oh, there's no pools on the property. And he said, you know what? Sometimes they bury those pools. I said, bury those pools? What do you mean? He goes, well, they fill them in and you need to know about that. So you need to understand whether or not there's been a pool on the property. Also, take a look at the irrigation systems. Make note of the number of meters to include electric, water, anything else that's associated with the property. And make sure you do a thorough walkthrough before you do your letter of intent. So I did all of those things and I got the information I needed. And ultimately, I didn't wind up getting that property because the seller and I were too far apart on pricing. But because of the information Robert gave me, he gave me information that I needed that I wasn't really tracking. And that is invaluable because when I took into account the things that he was concerned about and I made them my concerns, I found issues with the problem or I found issues with the property that allowed me to budget for certain problems that I knew were going to exist on this property based purely off the fact Robert had told me things that I needed to hear. The guy is filled with wisdom. He understands how to invest in real estate assets. He's got it dialed in, so much so that he helps other people, people like me, who take advantage of the mentoring services that he provides. So with no further ado, Robert, let me just ask you the full-on question. How important was mentorship to you when you first became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited?
Man, that's perfect. I'm glad you asked that question because I wanted to make a statement before I answered from what you mentioned there in the beginning. You were talking about the accolades and whatnot. So, you know, I didn't have any real estate experience whenever I got started and joined. I just wanted to do something different and have an opportunity to have more control over my time and my financial future. And the reason that I have been successful, and I'm not bragging about the success, the reason I've been successful is because of the roadmap that Dale put together and the resources that he has with the group and the education and whatnot. So, you know, I'm not going out and trying to change, you know, reinvent the wheel. I'm following the map that he put together and using the resources that he has available. And because I am able to follow those things and to listen to advice and take advice, you know, I think that has really been the key to the success that we've had from an investment standpoint. Now you ask about how important is the mentorship. For me, when I joined and I decided to be, you know, potentially a lead investor, that was critical for me because, like I said, I never had a real estate experience. The only experience I had was from real estate, was changing job locations. The company would move me from house to house, and so there'd be a transaction that would occur on the seller buy side associated with that relocation. But other than that, you know, I didn't have any significant real estate experience. So the education roadmap that Lifestyles had, and specifically the mentoring and operation consultant resources that they had, made it extremely attractive to me because there was a guy that had done what I want to do and been successful, and he was willing to take my calls, and he was willing to, you know, go to properties, and you know, he was a guy that you could just go up and talk to, or, you know, meet at the case studies, or and he would share his experiences with people that he helped. And the ability to have that experience was key for me.
Yeah, you know, you're singing music right to my ears because I'm kind of following in your footsteps. You're one of the people that, first of all, I admire within the community. Second of all, I got to watch you transition. I got to watch you move into that lead investor role. And I got to sit kind of in the background and just watch you develop. And I know mentoring played a huge part in your development, especially when you consider the fact that, you know, if this were a show on oil and gas, I mean, your former career, we could fill the segments with what you know. But the reality of it was you transitioned into something that you didn't know. So how painful was that to step away from an industry that you were well qualified to work within and to take on building a business model with something that you really had no idea about?
Well, for sure, it was intimidating whenever it came time to consider doing the lead investing from a passive standpoint. So we started off as passive investors. And a passive investor is someone who basically contributes capital to a project, and then in return, they get a portion of the distributions from that project. So, you know, when we started off with the first year we were in four deals as passive investors. And the next year we, you know, we saw the success of the first four, and we were going to case studies and seeing all these guys be successful. And so we went all out year two and got into eight deals. And then the third year we did a couple of passive deals. And at that point we felt comfortable that we could do the lead deal. And it wasn't that we didn't think that we could do it. It was that we wanted some time to be able to, what I call education through observation. So as we were passively investing, we're seeing all the reports come in, starting to learn how to read all those things. You know, we're looking at the underwriting for things like that. And what we realized was in my oil and gas career, the last 10 years or so, we're primarily project management or managing teams of project managers. And the business was a project. You know, it has an asset, and that, you know, you're going to need to purchase. So there's a goal. We know where we're at. We're trying to find a path to be able to achieve that goal. And then from our operations standpoint, you're putting processes in to be able to manage that property. So it became somewhat a natural transition just because of the experience that I had in my corporate job, to be able to roll into a lead role.
Yeah, I think that's important for the audience to understand, is that they may actually have certain skill sets that will benefit them in the real estate investing environment, even though they may not know how to do the real estate business. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
I agree with that 100%. And it's funny because, you know, when I joined, and maybe when you joined too, the education that we had was nowhere near as high quality and as much as what we have now. And so, you know, as I've watched us grow and grow those resources, you know, the education that we have is tremendous because you can go, I think we got like 40 hours worth of classes specifically just for passive investing. And there's another 30 hours of classes for the lead investing. And all those classes are geared specifically to that. You know what I mean? So, so you get a tremendous amount of education, just, you know, becoming a member and going through that to be able to have some confidence in what you're looking at. So,
How did you wind up being a mentor? I mean, did you like raise your hand and say, "Hey, I want to do this"? Did Lifestyles ask you? What was the process?
Yeah, so the process was I had it was 2019, and I had we had purchased, I can't remember, we might have been in like 26 passive deals by then, and we had purchased our second lead deal. And after the first lead deal, I think we were in 12 passive investments, and we had our lead deal, and I went back and calculated our real estate income, and it met our expenses. So, you know, it was a pretty quick transition to be able to do that. And so by that definition, we were retired. But then we continued to work and invest. And on the second deal, you know, at that point, we realized that we wanted to transition into this full time. And so, we retired. I left my corporate job. We were doing real estate full time. My mentor at the time he called me up and said, "Hey, we may have an opportunity for you to give back." And I was like, "Tell me what to do." And, you know, he said, "It might be, you know, it's a mentor role." And I told my mentor, I said, "Boy, I don't know, man. I'm not sure that I'm qualified to be a mentor." And he said, "Don't worry, we've been watching you. You know, we see what you're doing, and we think that we can help educate you in this role." And it's been tremendous since then, Alex. It is an honor to be able to help other people out with this.
Yeah, me included. When we come back from the break, more on mentoring. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. Pre- creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I'm joined by Robert. Together, we're working on your financial freedom. So, Robert, you're not the lone mentor within Lifestyles Unlimited. I mean, you're part of a bigger team. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, I'm located in Central Texas, and Jeff Sickler is another mentor that helps out in Central Texas. And then, of course, we've got Houston guys. There's two there, two in Dallas-Fort Worth and a national, but we all kind of support national as well. So, you know, we've got five or six dedicated mentors to help investors that are looking for their multifamily acquisitions.
Now, do all these guys have the same level of talent that you have?
Well, I hope so, man. You're not going to hear me brag on myself on my talent level. I will brag on myself on the ability to listen to what other people that are smarter than me and try to take their knowledge and make it mine. But all of the mentors are very good, especially the ones, you know, the ones that are in the specific markets. They know those markets, like we know, you know, San Antonio, Central Texas, South Texas fairly well. And we have members that are that have ownership down there that, you know, it's not only our knowledge, it's the knowledge of all of our members. It's the other lead investors. You know, we work with them pretty closely. And if someone has a question we don't know, we may reach out to another lead that's in that area and try to get them some help and whatnot. But all of the mentors are very good for sure. They've been around for quite a few years. I'm trying to think. I started in 2020, so I've got 5 years now, which is incredible. It doesn't seem like it's been 5 years. But, I would say that your mentor capabilities are strong within the organization.
So if you have somebody who becomes a member and they go through the Financial Freedom Seminar and they get the basic education and then they decide they want to do this multifamily investing, so they upgrade their membership to the Preferred Investor Group or one of the other programs that provides dedicated mentoring. How do they connect with you, or are you the right one to connect with?
Well, it's perfect. Yeah. So any member can work with any mentor they want. I've worked with mentors or with members that are, as a matter of fact, I'm working with a member right now that's buying something in Georgia. And so we had met at another event out in San Diego. I went out just to meet some people, not to be a mentor, but just as a member. I'm a member as well. You know, I invest passively. I invest as a lead, and I'm also a mentor, but I'll go to events as a member and just to meet people. And I had met this young lady who was considered at that time maybe doing some lead investment, and she, you know, she enjoyed visiting with me and she felt comfortable with me. So she chose me to be her mentor. But, you know, from a mentor standpoint, it's always good to work with someone who has knowledge of the area for sure. But you need to work with somebody that you feel comfortable working with too. You know, so we all have our own personalities and whatnot. You know, I'm pretty easy to get along with, and I'll answer the phone at any time. So, you know, I'm easy from a mentor standpoint to be able to get access to for help. But like I said, all of the mentors are available for, you know, anyone who is in the program that is looking for support.
So really the mentorship that's provided isn't geographically based. It's more process based. Am I onto something?
We are geographically based physically because we live in certain areas and we know our certain areas better than maybe some of the other mentors. But you're right. I mean, there certainly is a process that we go through to help people understand, you know, what your goal is, where you're at now, how are you going to achieve that goal. That's very much a process driven a conversation, and, you know, getting people ready to make sure that they're financially ready to be able to take down a certain project, understanding what size project they may be able to take down, understanding what their desires are. Do they want to operate something that's going to be 30 minutes from the house? Are they comfortable with it just going to be further away? You know, different people have different abilities from a time standpoint, different financial abilities. And so, you know, that part of understanding and developing their goals and a process for them to achieve that goal is certainly a process standpoint. For people that are looking for specific markets, if there is a mentor in that specific market, it's always good to be able to work with those guys because they understand, you know, where the railroad track is, you know, what about on this side, not that side, and kind of understand what the pros and cons to that would be.
So you guys are not like real estate agents where redlining and things like that come into play. You guys can give the honest truth about what you think about a particular location.
That's 100% true. And we don't always get along with the realtors, but that's not what we do. We're here to help. We're not here to help someone get just any transaction. We're here to try to help the members get the right transaction for what they're looking for.
Expand on that. I mean, what do you mean by the right transaction?
Sure. So, it could be many things. It could be location. It could be how they plan on managing. And maybe they don't know how they plan on managing, but we can have a conversation to help guide them to, you know, this is the way that we want to do it. Say you got somebody that wants to self-manage a project, and say you got somebody that wants to do like 10 units or less. Well, you're not going to have a third party, obviously, that would do probably not going to have a third party that's going to do a 10-unit property. And so, you know, there's things that need to be thought about. You know, are you going to have the time, or are you going to have the ability to go to that property if you need to? Certainly, we're going to have contractors that we can call and all that kind of business, but there may be things that need to be done on a regular basis at the property that someone who's purchasing it needs to be available for. And so, you know, it may be location. It could be size. It could be, you know, they want to buy something that is the maximum size that they can buy, but they're not thinking about the future. Well, if you get this property under contract and you're operating it, you're probably not going to be able to buy something for 3 to 5 years, depending on what your goal for that property is. And is that what you want to do? You know, how is your growth plan laid out? And so there's a lot of different things that people will want to consider that they probably aren't aware of because they're not, you know, they don't have the experience to know. And that's totally fine. I mean, that's everybody starts somewhere. But, you know, I think one of the things that we do as mentors is we help them to understand, you know, what the limitations might be for a certain purchase or what the positive things might be for a certain area or property, and to really help them to be able to get something that is going to fit their investment goals and their ability to operate that property.
How often do you have to tell a member that maybe the asset they're looking at is not the right asset for them?
That happens more than what you would think. People get excited. They want to buy something. I want to buy something, you know, and that's great. We want people to buy things. We want people to buy the right things is really what we should say. And so, you got to kiss a few frogs before you get that prince, you know. So there people get excited about buying a property and it may not be the right fit for them. And so, you know, one thing I think that is tough for members sometimes, they look for a long time and, you know, they start to get discouraged, but you're not just buying a piece of real estate, you're buying a business, you're buying an investment, and you don't want that purchase to be a pain point for you because then you'll never grow, you know? So you got to find something that's going to fit what you want. That doesn't mean that there is a perfect property and, you know, you got to hunt down and find that perfect property. There's going to be a box. There's a buy box that, you know, we need to make sure that the member that's looking to invest in is in that box because it fits what their goals and their plans are. And if that box changes over time, you know, maybe they relocate or maybe something happens that they need to change that criteria. That's totally fine too. But we don't want them to buy out of their box just because they get excited about, oh, this is a pretty property. It has a pool. Well, it is, and it does have a pool, but this does not fit the criteria that you have. And so let's think about that criteria. Has it changed? And if it hasn't, are you just excited because it has a shiny pool? And if you're just excited because it has a shiny pool, is it going to get you where you want to go? And so it's, you know, it's more than you would think that we'll have that conversation with an investor and let them come up with, you know, whether it's the right buy or not for them.
So, Robert, one of the things that I've noticed that has happened within the Lifestyles Unlimited community, and I really love it. I think it's awesome. Is that Del Wamsley decided to come out of retirement and rejoin the mentoring team. How has that benefited the overall mentoring experience?
It's been amazing, man. I tell you, I really am glad that he chose to do that. So, you know, Del wants to take a look at all of the first runs of a project. So if someone has a property they're interested in, then they'll send it to Del, and Del will personally look at it with them and say, hey, this looks like it might be worth pursuing more. Get with your mentor, and then he'll let us know, hey, this is what we talked about, to make sure that we've got that we're in alignment on what the outcome of that was. And so, you know, it's great because, you know, some people are intimidated because the Del Wamsley, they're sending them an email. But, you know, who's a better mentor than the mentor of the mentors, right? And so the fact that people can get that one-on-one with Dell to kind of understand whether what they potentially are looking at before it comes to us to help them with more detailed underwriting or property tours and all that kind of good stuff. It's been, you know, I think it's it adds a lot of value. It certainly adds a lot of time for Dell, I'm sure. But I think he enjoys it. I think he enjoys it. And I think the members get a lot out of that too. So,
yeah, I've been the beneficiary of going through Dell on a couple of deals that I was looking at. And you know what I found was that he just hits you with the raw, honest truth. He tells you exactly what he sees in the deal. In one particular deal, he discovered something called a master lease, which I had no idea what that was. And when he explained to me what it was and the fact it could wreck the deal because like 35% of the deal was under this master lease, I immediately walked away. I never got passed on to you or Jeff because, I mean, he said, don't do it. Just, this is a bad deal. And for me, I thought that was excellent. It really was excellent for me because number one, it allowed me to not waste time pursuing something that wasn't going to work. Number two, I got time with Dell, and to be honest with you, we had a good time. We were kind of cutting up. It was just like two friends talking about a deal. And, you know, once he discovered the problem with the deal, he just flat out said, you shouldn't do it, you know, and he said it from like, almost like a place of love. And I absolutely appreciated that. And the fact that he's doing that, not just for me, but he's doing it for all the lead investors out there. I think it's been an amazing transformation in our growth as an organization. What are your thoughts?
I agree with that 100%. And I also feel like that helps us to buy right. And so, you know, one of the things that we teach is that you make your money when you buy it, right? There's five ways to make money in real estate, but you make your money when you buy the property. And he's really going back to that core foundation of you have to buy it at the right price. This is the price that makes sense for it. You know, don't get so excited because it's got a shiny pool. This is an investment, and this is, you know, this is where we need to be looking at in order to transact on this property. And I think that, you know, him putting working with the members initially really helps to solidify the fact that, you know, either it is worth looking at or don't spend your time on this one. Let's start looking for another one, you know, because we want people to buy right. We want them to have a good investment opportunity for sure.
Way back in the day when you became a member, Who taught your financial freedom class? Was it Dell or was it David?
The 2-day class that I took was with David. Yeah, so I started in 2016, and David Fisher was the presenter for my 2-day class. Super entertaining, super educational. I can't believe that we give that class away for the price that we give it away for now. Because I mean, honestly, that. For me, having no real estate experience going through that, it's laid out so simple. And, you know, you can find all of this information in different books, but it's put together in a way that it's very simple. And then 2 days are always entertaining, you know. David really makes it fun. And so you don't feel like you're sitting through 16 hours of slides and whatnot. He's working problems on the board. He's finding properties on the computer. And you just get all of this education all packed in 2 days. And if you don't do anything else, I tell you that will help get you started to realize the potential that real estate has from an investing standpoint.
Have you ever had the opportunity to take the 2-day financial freedom seminar with Dell?
No, I have not yet. No, I have not. But I believe he is doing it this weekend, so we maybe have an opportunity this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I brought it up, because he's going to teach. I mean, part of this is coming out of retirement is he's actually going to teach that class. And it's part of our 35th anniversary as an organization. It's going to be September 6th and 7th in Houston. If the listeners can get to Houston, that's the best experience. But if you can't do it, if it's just logistically not possible, they can watch through a live stream process and they can get the information. I mean, is this something that, I mean, you're a mentor and everything and you advise people, but now that I've kind of put the seed in the ground, is this something that maybe you might want to experience?
Yeah, I think I'm going to be going down for the case study, and we will likely be at the 2-day this weekend. It'll be fun to watch Dale present the information. And, you know, we have different presenters and they all present it somewhat differently. The the base information is the same, but some of the experience that the presenter might have might be a little bit different. So there's always something to learn. I mean, you can go to this thing every month and learn something new. It's incredible. There's if you've never gone to it, then you're going to be very pleased with being able to see it and to see Dell. I mean, the founder of the company, you know, being able to put his comments and experience on the education, I think would be an incredible opportunity.
Yeah, I've had the opportunity to experience Dell presenting. He did it a while back. And just to echo what you said, it's the same information. Same information that David presents is the same information Dell presents, because ultimately it's all Dell's product. Dell's the one that put it together. He's the one that taught David how to present the information. David puts his comical spin on it, which is awesome, by the way. But Dell's got some funny points too. And you know, when you get the opportunity to listen from the master himself, I think people in the audience ought to take note. What do you think?
I 100% agree. Absolutely. You're going to get the information that he put together, the map that he put together from the man that put it together. So it can't get better.
Yeah. And the price point, like you noted, is incredibly small. I mean, I mean, now you and I know we paid more when we became members, and I don't want to belabor that point, but I think it's amazing that our audience has the opportunity to text the word radio to 88007. And in doing so, they can join for the low, low price point of $197. And for a buck more, they can bring another person on board. So it's like $99 a piece. I think that's right in concert with what you said. We're kind of giving the education away. I don't even think it covers the overhead to actually conduct the class.
Yeah, we did have a higher payment, and it was worth every single penny. I would go to that class for that price, absolutely. And the new price, or the price they're giving away for that is, it would, if you just caught an hour or two of it, it would be so much worth more than that. It's an incredible amount of information. These, you know, put together, it's so easy to understand. And, you know, it's absolutely, that is an amazing price.
And it doesn't matter what your background is. I mean, you know, you came from oil and gas. I came from the military. We've got friends that came from corporate America. We've got friends that came from government services. We've got friends that came from nonprofits. We got friends that came from self-employed status, and all of them go into this financial freedom seminar and they come out literally enlightened, because I mean, you know, I'll kind of give away a little bit of the content, but Dell's going to talk about changing your mindset, which I think is so important, because we look at retirement through the wrong lens, and he's going to help us fix that. And he's going to talk to us about how to buy single family assets, how to do it the right way. He's actually going to go on the MLS and find an asset that somebody in the class can buy if they want to buy. It's amazing how he does that. And then he's going to talk about multifamily, which you and I are deeply committed to. And he's going to give you all the information you need to get you going to where when you're done with the 16 hours and you're exhausted, because I mean, it's like drinking from a fire hose, but it's a comfortable fire hose, because it's not designed to harm. It's designed to give you what you need. And you can literally step out of the classroom Monday morning and put what you learned into effect and effectively become a real estate investor. Can you not?
I agree with that 100%. Yeah, the information, it's full single family, full multifamily, and it's the right way to do it too. So, you know, there's lots of different ways to do things, but he's got a proven map, and it worked for me. I followed the map. It worked for me. It's worked for lots of members. But he puts all that education together in a very logical and easy to understand format. And it's exciting. I mean, when you go in there and whether you have or don't have real estate experience, we have a lot of members that come in with real estate experience, and then they realize that, hey, this is the way we did it is one way to do it, but this way looks like it might be much better. And so, you know, going through those 2 days, there's a tremendous amount of experience and exposure to education that it's well worth the time and money for sure.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I mean, that's just part of the culture of being a Lifestyles Unlimited member, the fact that you're a part of an organization that cares about you, an organization that gives you the resources that you need to be successful. Robert, thank you for your time on today's show. I know you're busy, but I appreciate you taking your time to help educate the audience. And for those of you looking to get started, text the word radio to 88007.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.